Salsby sell-off. You know how it is, you've got a few bob lying around in bank accounts earning a measly 0.5% interest. If only it could be put to better use, and earn a decent rate of return. Suddenly you have a light bulb moment, give a helping hand to big business. Sir Peter Salsby, Leicester's Lord Mayor, has persuaded his fiefdom, the overwhelmingly Labour City Council, to agree a £10 million leasehold arrangement with Trave Lodge, to create a 67-room hotel above the Haymarket Shopping Centre. In a debate, prompted by some Labour councillors' discontent, Sir Peter's rebuff relished the lucrative potential of his proposal. The council's rate of return would supposedly be £9.7 million over 25 years, and, potentially, £27.7 million over 50 years. Ah, the Blairite dream of long-term capitalist enterprise. As Councillor Ross Wilmot pointed out, Trave Lodge could disappear in 25 years and still owe £2 million. Sir Peter knows a lot about long-term loan arrangements. As an MP, he supported new Labour private finance initiative schemes which lumbered schools and hospitals with long-term debt, as well as backing the introduction of tuition fees. But as a pro-big business Labour Lord Mayor, his leasehold agreement with Trave Lodge is far more favourable to the loanee. He boasted it would benefit the city's regeneration, its economy and bring jobs to the city. But, as always, the devil is in the detail. The Haymarket Shopping Centre is at one end of the high street, and, at the other end, there's another similar-sized Trave Lodge hotel. This one was built during New Labour's push for super casinos and sits next to a casino. Is it already counting its future losses to the new kid on the block? So goes the sorry tale of a supposedly cash-strapped Labour council which apparently can't afford a no-cuts budget or investment in housing, but which seemingly does have enough spare cash to make a substantial loan to a major private company. John Merrill, Leicester.